Okay, we will now call to order the Board of Equalization meeting, December 3rd at 2:13 p.m. The first item is to approve the minutes from November 19th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Second is the BOE assessor approved process report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 And item three is approved Board of Equalization hearing process report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, item four, approve or deny class change primary residential to secondary residential.
Bert, any comments there? Are you good?
I don't know if anybody from me, Darren, you have any comments on this one?
Okay, motion to approve item number four.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, that passes. Item five, approve or deny petitions to BOE to hear appeal of property valuation after filing deadline.
All right, these are all the appeals that were filed since our last meeting, late petitions for valuation appeals. You've got the auditor's office recommendation items 1 through 12, and then there were some that were filed with as a factual error, and you've got the recommendations from the assessor's office to approve or deny those on items 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and 9. So if there's any of those, if any of the factual ones that you would like to adopt a recommendation different from the assessor's office, just let me know. If there's any of the other ones you'd like to adopt an approval or denial different than what's recommended, let me know so I can make a note of it. And Theron has comments.
All right, Theron.
So we did on two of them have a recommendation of no. It would be number two. That was a property that the owners have demolished this year. Our pictometry overview pictures showed the home still in place as of May 23rd. There wasn't a demolition permit issued until September 11th of this year. So on January 1st, that property was still, an improvement was still there. And so just demolishing it later in the year doesn't make it a factual issue on the valuation of January 1st. On number five was the other one that they provided no information as to what the factual, if any, error was. And so we'd recommend a denial on number five as well.
My item five says suggested approval. So will you give me the parcel number, Theron?
That should be the ending 70022.
Yeah, that says should be accepted.
Item four. So
they both are similar.
It's 922 is the one. So I show it on the list. You have a different list than I have.
922 is item six.
Okay.
And should be denied. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
922, parcel number ending in 56.
Yeah.
Okay, so not five, number six. I'm with you, Theron. Okay. Any others, commissioners, that you have questions on?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Motion to approve item number five as presented.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Everyone's clear on the motion?
You're good? Yeah, no changes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going with... Just for clarification, we're going to accept the assessor's recommendations for the items listed as per their recommendations, and then accept the recommendations as listed for all the other ones.
Correct.
That's okay. Great. That sounds, yep. Okay. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Moving on to item six, approve or deny recommendations of hearing officer for appeals related to the Farmland Assessment Act hearing on November 6th.
Okay, this is from the docket that was heard by the hearing officer on November 6th. There were seven items, seven appeals that he heard. You've got his findings in the packet, and and also his recommended disposition of the appeals. Of the appeals, there was, like I said, there were 7 items on the docket. He recommended denying 6 of them and granting item number 5, which is billing for billing account 274-2026.
And from my understanding, the dispute was we claimed storage of farm equipment does not count, but state statute says it does. Is that a fair assessment?
I believe that's what he put in his finding.
And for my knowledge, how did the meeting go? Would have been the first one.
This was the second one, and I think it went just as well as the first one. Our first one was actually a week earlier in October, so this is your second round.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, I think we found a good format that allows both parties to have their evidence heard and have and not spend the board's time on these appeals and let a more of a subject matter expert handle the more technical aspects of these appeals. So.
And we're communicating the appeals process to the applicants in that meeting.
Yeah. So both the assessor's office and the appellant, if the board simply adopts the recommendations of the hearing officer, like the valuation appeals, they then have the ability to file a state appeal up to 30 days after they're notified of the decision.
And we're communicating that.
Yes, and that's part of our communication process.
And I said last time, and I'll say it again, and hopefully not the next time. I love this format. And this report.
Feel free to come sit in. We've got a set of hearings tomorrow. If you're bored and don't have anything to do,
the report is wonderful.
I think that's why we made this change. We're happy to see it working the way we had envisioned it. I would entertain a motion.
Yeah.
A motion to approve item 6.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 And aye.
One final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we are adjourned from BOE.